104.7 The Drop, the people's station for R&B and hip-hop. Yeah, that's what we're doing this morning. You know, it's the morning drop. I am America Jones.
My name is Sugar Bear. What's up?
And we got a special guest in the building. Yep. You know, I love to laugh. And comedy, to me, is the, like, solving of all world problems. You can laugh and you can see commonality. That's what it is.
Comedy and music.
Yes. Josh Johnson in the building. Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm sorry. I heard the pearly pipes. What?
Oh, that's very kind.
Oh.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that your voice?
Sugar Bear, you're getting replaced.
I'll turn up my volume.
See, okay, Sugar Bear, scoot over now. Okay, now I'm in a moment.
Yeah. I appreciate you. See? I like that. Come on, Josh.
I mean, you could just do that all. Just get on the mic and, you know.
I don't know if it would be funny, but I could. I definitely could. I won't. They're going to get a show when they come. But yeah, I'll do my best to say. The worst part about my voice is that if I am not well, it like blocks something up and I sound great, you know?
Like, you sound great now.
That's so very kind. Luckily, I'm healthy right now. But in 2020, I thought I had COVID and I sounded like Barry White for 2 weeks. I was like,
really?
I was like, at what cost? You know what I mean?
I just wanted to come a job.
Like, look, that was a whole nother game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I could just lay it on it, record it, and then just play it back.
Yeah, it's when you find out who really loves you. You know? When you're like, come on over close. And they're like, nah, I think I'm good.
Even though you got that Barry White voice working, I think I'm on stage.
Yeah.
My little 6 feet apart.
You know, I can hear it over here. There's no need to get close.
So you are coming through Comedy Works, Larimer Square downtown. Super excited. Show tonight, Friday, and Saturday, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. I'm super excited because as a writer for one of my favorite shows, Trevor Noah's show, talk to me a little bit about that experience. You know, seeing writers and seeing people of color in that diaspora of the entertainment industry is always so special because we get to tell our own stories. We get to get involved in that creative process. What does creativity look like for you?
I mean, I think as long as people are able to express themselves honestly, like in the clearest way possible, anytime I write a joke or I'm telling a story about something, as long as I've conveyed the message like really clearly, and people know where I'm coming from, they laugh, you know, like that's the payoff, you know, for putting all the work into putting a message out there that people, they feel connected to it. But also I think that to me, when you're really creative, you're inspiring ideas that people have themselves, but they haven't put into words yet. Like to me, that's some of my favorite jokes or things that I've thought about, but I've only touched on the edges of that idea. And then here comes someone who's thought about the whole thing and they've explained my entire situation back to me and they don't even know me. So I think that that's the best version of creativity that I try to achieve and that I get from other comedians.
Interesting. So that sounds very cerebral, right? So I want to touch back a little bit on your 2020 during the whole COVID thing.
Mm-hmm.
How did that affect you writing jokes? And also when you're writing for other people cerebrally, you know, is it come very easy to you or is it a huge process?
It takes a while to learn a person and to find what makes the two of you personally click to make it easier to write for that person. But I think that in 2020, I actually wrote more just because I was at home and there wasn't much to do and everything. I think that there's and it's really only in America, that there's this like truly toxic level of like grind and hustle and all this stuff that, you know, in 2020, if you just lived, if you saw 2021, that was mostly enough.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there were some people, because I don't want to make it sound like I wrote more in 2020 because I'm like, guys, hustle, grind, repeat. Like that, to me, it has its time and its place, but it's not a way to live your life unless you want to drop early.
Yeah. Right.
But I think that I ended up writing more in 2020 just because I was alone with my thoughts more often and I had fewer distractions, like fewer things to do through the day that would normally take me away from the thought process that lead to good jokes and everything. You know, I had a really good time in writing and trying to get better and quicker with writing. But when it comes to writing for a person, it's going to be different every time. Like when I wrote it Tonight Show, it was finding a way to thread the needle of a joke that was really accessible, but also really not just silly, but just like the best way I can describe it is like an openness to all the jokes. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you are writing for something that's telling a story or that's like tackling a world event, you want to have both a level of understanding and I think an approach to it that feels very inclusive. And a lot of people hearing the story are going to be hearing it for the first time, so you don't have that shared relationship of information. And so it's important to write things in a way that is accessible, but it's just a different type of accessible than writing monologue jokes.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a lot of work. Like, okay, so you're writing, you're touring.
Mm-hmm.
How do you take care of yourself? What is your primary self-care like? Is your therapy being on stage and like being like, okay, the laughter washing over me, being in that moment, I can really just drink it in?
Get in the
thoughts. Or is it, you know, pen to paper and this is where I really get to escape and have a moment? Because what we're seeing in our community, especially in communities of color, that ability to deal with our mental health and self-care, we're not having those conversations enough. And then we're shocked when something tragic happens or something goes down. How do you take care of yourself?
I'd like to think well. You know, so for me, some of it is just doing shows, and they can be stressful, especially when they're stacked on top of each other. Like, I live in New York, and sometimes you have like 5 shows in a night, so you have to run from place to place and stuff like that. But overall, the best type of shows are what I'm doing now, because being at a new place, being at Comedy Works, and being able to explore a city and go to art museums and to just like get to know people and take in a different way of life for a little while is always just so refreshing. And then also doing the shows, but having more time to breathe, because it's not, you know, 5, 15 minute or 20 minute sets. It's like me there with everyone for an hour, which I always really enjoy. And I feel like I get to know people and we get to make something special at each show. So that's one of the things. And then the other one is I do watch a good amount of like MMA. I can't fight.
But they can fight
like,
for you.
It is almost therapeutic to see what they're doing to each other and realize, wow, it's not happening to me.
Yeah.
Good luck. That's incredible. Wow, no one has kicked me in the face all day. You know, so I think that, and I've been trying to exercise more because, you know, just get the good endorphins and everything.
Yes.
But exercise has been good, and I'm really just working on, I was doing the last months of 2022, but working on taking care of my health as much as possible and everything.
It's
then
precious.
Then you just feel better.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's precious. It's like, you know, it's a gift.
Yeah.
A gift.
Have y'all heard of drinking water? This is wild.
Here in Colorado, you want to fall out, don't drink
of the
water.
Because elevation and whatnot. Mm.
Yeah.
Sugar Bear comes in. He's from Sacramento, so he moved here for the show. Mm-hmm. And we do this big summer show, and we're all out having a great time. He's like, everything hurts. Arm cramps, leg cramps.
Worst
the whole
cramps
night.
I've ever had in my life.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Because of this elevation.
Dehydration.
And I'm still dealing with it, you know?
Oh, really? Yeah, that's my thing. Honestly. Oof, everybody should be drinking water. This is crazy.
You gotta drink water.
Like, I've always had water. I gave up sodas like 10 years ago or something.
Yeah.
But staying fully hydrated is like a superpower.
And then 100%.
And then when you work out here, because that's what a lot of fighters do. A lot of fighters will move here for the elevation.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you go home, so I'm going to go back to New York. My first workout in New York, I'm probably going to feel like a superhero.
Yeah.
Because I've had enough water and I'm finally not at a high elevation.
That's right.
I wish I could get that feeling all the time.
Because
it's probably the closest to steroids you can naturally get.
Natural steroid.
Natural steroid.
Hey, you know, I'm not mad about that at all. We are going to be back with more from Josh Johnson right here on 104.7 The Drop. Colorado, you want some tickets to the show? We could hook you up with some tickets to the show.
Yeah.
Big shout out once again to Comedy Works, both the South location and the Larimer location. But this show tonight.
Tonight.
Oh, come downtown. Come to Larimer Square.
You like downtown?
I love it downtown.
Get your life on.
Yeah, it's been great.
And we actually got a little something for you too, sir. Comedy Works, you can come see the show Friday night, January 6th. Comedy Works downtown. Get details about tickets at comedyworks.com. We're going to take caller number 7. Lucky number 7.
Let's go.
303-893-DROP right now.